The program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today on this Wednesday morning. And he went a little farther. These words were written concerning our Lord as he went into the Garden of Gethsemane and there prayed in agony, getting ready for the Golgotha cross. And any way we choose to look at it, he went a little farther too. And that's what we're talking about today. We would like to say today that Jesus went a little farther as far as love is concerned. The history of mankind is a history of violence and war. Man in his natural unregenerate state seems to be selfish, self-centered, and many times given over to hatred and violence in reference to others. The law of Moses even allowed men to hate their enemies, or at least that was the interpretation that the old scribes and Pharisees put up on it. And our Lord said about this in Matthew 5:43, "You have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy." And he went on to give his explanation of it. That which we call the golden rule perhaps was the best that the law of Moses had to offer. We read of this in Matthew 7:12. "Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets." This was, and it is, a very good rule, but it wasn't without defect. One's standards of right and wrong would determine its worth. "As we would have men do to us" might leave the door open for sin with some people. But again, Jesus went a little farther. The Pharisees said to love your neighbors and to hate your enemies. What did Jesus say about this? "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." That's Matthew 5:44. And then, "For if ye love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same?" That's verse 46 of this chapter. Then the Lord gave what he called a new commandment concerning love. We read about that in John 13:34-35. Our Lord said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another." Well, what made this commandment new? How did Jesus go a little farther here? "Love one another as I have loved you," is what he said. This puts it on a plane above every other command concerning love, and in a different category. Jesus loves us more than we love ourselves. He loves us in the right way. A slight insight into the dimension of this great love is found in chapter 15, verses 12 and 13, where this command is given all over again, and this additional information is found with it. When the Lord said there, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Don't you agree that Jesus went a little farther by dying for us on the Golgotha cross than by simply commanding that we should love one another as he loved us without showing us? And of course we all know John 3:16. Oh, what a great love. This should make us want to go a little farther in every respect. In the first place, this goodness of God should lead us to repentance, Romans 2:4. Then John tells us that we love him because he first loved us in 1 John 4:19. This love should make us want to keep his commandments, because the Lord said in John 14:15, "If you love me, ye will keep my commandments." And by God's love and mercies, Paul says in Romans 12:1, to present our bodies a living sacrifice. Can we do any less than this? This is our reasonable service. And he went a little farther, and may that characterize our lives too. Thank you for listening today.